This is exactly right.
What's that at the foot of my bed? It's spooky and kooky. I'm pretty sure it's dead. It's coming this way. Wait a minute. Hey, I'm ghosted.
By Roz Hernandez.
Please.
Hey, boo. It's me, Roz. I'm joined today by River Butcher, a hilarious comedian that I have been a fan of for years. And we're going to get into it in just a moment. I'll make it just a brief little intro today. There's a video version of this episode that you can find in the link in the show notes and on social media and on YouTube and all that stuff. So please go check out the video version. And on Patreon this week, I've got a bonus clip with River talking about an eBay haunted doll. And there'll be an episode of me looking up paranormal stuff on Patreon this week and a video of me talking about some stuff this week. So check that out. All of that info is in the description of this episode. Anyway, here we go. Me and River Butcher talking about the paranormal. On with the show. I'm joined by River Butcher. Hello.
Oh my God. Hello.
How are you?
I'm good, Roz. How are you doing today?
So good. We were just talking about Teal Swan.
Oh my God,
and
we really were.
Our fascination of cult leaders and psychics and...
Yeah, we were really going down our own rabbit hole of our own experiences, going down rabbit holes
exactly.
over cults and things.
But you've never been to a psychic, which I want to, right off the bat, psychics and cults are different
Very things. Very different things.
Very different things.
Lots of overlap, but two different things. Kind of like squares and rectangles.
Because you were somebody that had told me about... What's it called? The Deep End.
Yeah. I made a joke about it on a show that we were on together.
Which in my mind, you were speaking to me.
Of course, yeah. I just want to remind people I am working.
Yes. We were doing a show. We were both booked
we were
on a show.
We were on
the poster
on the show.
And everything.
Yeah.
And you talked about Teal Swan.
I did.
And I was like, I got to figure out who this is.
Mm-hmm.
And she's a little psychic.
Yeah, she claims to be.
She claims to be, but she's also... A cult leader.
Yo, hardcore. She says she's not a cult leader because she was formerly in a cult, so how could she possibly be a cult leader? Which is
That's
like
how that works.
The most flawed logic I've ever heard in my life.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that.
Saying I'm queer, how could I possibly be a bad person? You know what I mean? Like it doesn't those two things are not you can't that doesn't work like that.
Yeah. Well, I'm queer and I'm a bad person.
Me too.
You've never been to a psychic?
No, I haven't.
Why?
That's a great question. I do think I had a lot of fear of them from childhood or whatever because I went to Catholic schools.
Me too.
I'm not Catholic, but are you Catholic? I mean, technically, I'm Catholic. But
I was
I'm not
raised
really Catholic.
Catholic.
Yeah, like your family's Catholic.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like but yours,
my
not.
Family is not Catholic.
Okay, but did
at
they?
All.
Did you have to do like sacraments or stuff like that? Going to the school?
No, because the first school that I went to that was a Catholic school was I used to know the word for this, but they didn't have it was non-parochial. It was just a standalone. It was like a nun's school. It had a convent. It was Dominican nuns.
I'm obsessed with nuns.
I mean, yeah, me too. My first crush was in Madeline. You know, I used to know her name, but I don't remember now.
Right.
Love a woman in uniform. You know.
Madeline, Sister Act.
That's right.
The
yeah.
Nun.
Yeah.
You know.
Sister Act 2, Back in the Habit. I think they pitched that one first, and then they worked backwards.
It's a perfect name.
It's a perfect name.
And it has Lauryn Hill.
That's right.
So, okay, so you never went second.
Yes, so I never went.
But, so you weren't Catholic, but you think the Catholic school, they scared the demons out of you?
100%. I don't know if this was your experience in Catholic school, but it's like... I was given the long list of bad things and not given the very short list of here's how to be a kind person. You know what I mean? Like as an adult now, I look back and I see things like love thy neighbor as thyself. Like this is not the – it was like don't do that. don't do that and don't do that. Don't be this. Don't do that. Don't do that. You know, it's like
anything fun.
Anything like human. Yeah. You know, like, but not a lot of emphasis on caring for other people. You know, trying to be, you know, kind and open and all accepting and tolerant and all those things.
But when we talk about the paranormal,
yes.
Well, I always talk about the Catholic religion. In my opinion, is the most paranormal of any of them.
Spooky ookie.
Totally. Like, someone was just talking about
there's
witches.
There's a guy in this bread.
To start with, yeah. Yeah. I mean, these people, or somebody was recently telling me about witches being paranormal, and I was like, sure, maybe, mm-hmm. but to me, like, a Catholic priest and getting the demons and the turning the blood into water to wine or vice versa.
Transubstantiation and all that stuff. You know what's interesting is, have you ever read Transgender Warriors by Leslie Feinberg?
No, I haven't.
I think it came out in 96 or something. I've been slowly working my way through there. And they posit that, like, essentially the Catholic Church, because it is the church of, like, the Crusades and everything, borrowed a ton of the sort of pagan, I mean, I know that this is, we've already talked about this, but like borrowed all this pagan ritual to pull the pagans away and get them into the church. And that's why it's so performance-based and like all the garb and all of this stuff. Yes. And then say it's bad when they do it, but when we do it, it's good. You know?
That's a lot of that.
Uh-huh. A lot of that, which is, you know, like all the witchy stuff. You know,
it's very witchy.
It's very witchy.
It's a lot of spell work.
Yeah.
Going on during a mass.
Incense.
Incantations.
Candles. Yes.
Yeah. I love it.
Sensory.
I love it as like a performance art piece.
Oh, yeah.
Piece,
as a performance art piece, if you can set aside all the rest of it. Yeah, for sure.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So how do you feel about ghosts and all this stuff?
It's a really funny question.
Question to me very normal.
Yeah, you ask it every day. Literally. How do you feel about ghosts? No, it's just like a funny question to consider, like, how do I feel about ghosts?
Yeah, how you feel?
I mean, there was a time where I used to be really creeped out by it, and I don't know what that aligns with in my own life, but thinking about it in coming on this show, it's like I totally believe in ghosts 100%, you know, like in varying ways. But when I was a kid, I used to feel like I was talking to my dead relatives that I had never met, you know?
What do you mean?
I mean, like, at night, I would, like, talk to my great-grandmother that I never knew.
Like, where did this come from? Was this just something you did on your own?
Yeah, I mean, I lived in an intergenerational house, so it I guess, made sense to me. There were paintings of these great grandmothers, and mm-hmm. they were very like integral to her story that she shared, you know, that she was like telling me when I was a kid. And so I think that I felt their presence through that. And then just it made sense to be like, yeah, I'll just talk. I mean, I very much had an active like imaginary friend group, you know? And so to me, when I think back on that, I'm like, is it imaginary or is it intuitive? I don't know. And why would I diminish or dismiss the possibility that I was actually talking to them?
Oh, you totally were. I mean, if you're 100%. Talking to them, they might not be talking back.
They might not be talking back. Yeah, that's the thing.
But still. Mm-hmm. Or they might be communicating another way.
Oh, yeah, through other things.
Through other things, yeah. Well, okay. So do you know people that have had stories and you believe, like, you know, if they mm-hmm. told me it's real, then it must be real. And mm-hmm. yeah.
Like, do I have friends who have ghost stories?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I wish I could think of them, any of them specifically right now. But I don't dismiss anybody's experience. It's your experience. Mm-hmm. And if you, like, interpret or feel that way about it, then who am I to say that it's not real?
What about UFOs?
I mean, again, same thing. I don't know that I've definitely had experiences where I've felt like I've seen one.
Really?
Where I'm just like, what the hell was that? You know?
What was that?
Like, just floating things in the sky that are very fast, you know? Not on any substances or anything like that. Just very, you know, like, totally unexplained and unexplainable.
Where? Here?
Out here in Ohio, like, all over the place.
They're trying to communicate with you.
Yeah, I think so. But I don't, you know, I can't imagine that we on this tiny little rock are the only, you know, divine beings or the only beings with what we have, you know, like the brains that we have and all those things. I watched like that. I don't know if you've seen that UFO documentary that's like 6 hours long on
Amazon. I feel like I've seen them all. Well, the power just went out. It was creepy.
Yeah.
It has happened before. Mm-hmm. It's ghosts.
Absolutely.
Ghosts.
It's either ghosts or aliens, one or the other. And who could say that they're not the same thing?
That's true.
You know
it's possible.
It
they
is
could
possible.
Be, or they could be us from the future.
That's what I'm saying. This documentary that I was talking about before the aliens pulled the plug.
Right.
Is that, you know, that is sort of the, I just never thought of aliens in that context before. Like, oh, they're us just very far into the future.
They're,
which is interesting.
It makes sense.
Like, well, that makes a lot of sense. Given that we live with animals that were us in the past, you know what I mean? Like that we came from. So it makes sense that there would be other beings that are us in the future.
It makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Now, if they were to take you up there, would you go? Or would you want to go?
I mean, I'm not big into heights, and I'm definitely scared of space because I'm only recently back into swimming, and I feel like space is just, you know, water even more terrifying.
Right.
Because there's no air, you know? So I just have, like, those would be my fears. Not, I don't think they're going to probe me or anything. Like, they already know what's going on back there.
I never think about aliens floating.
Floating?
Like, wherever they are. If there's
gravity
up in wherever planet they live on.
Yeah, wherever they go to.
I never think about that.
And yeah, like, what kind of, I would be scared. Would I try to do it? Probably. I don't think that they would be, I tend to, I don't know. I feel like aliens, if they are us as future beings, hopefully they would be on a less colonialism vibe and they would be like, yeah, check out what we've created as opposed to like, I'm going to steal you.
Right.
You know, but which is a very, you know, colonialist settler like projection that an alien could only want to hurt you, you know, because that's like the perpetuation of that.
Totally. I think they come in peace.
Yeah, absolutely.
My thought constantly lately is I know what's happening on this planet. And I don't love it. So
yeah.
I'll take my chances.
I'll go wherever. Yeah.
Why not?
Would you go to Mars?
Like with Elon Musk or something?
Yeah, in that scenario.
No.
Yeah.
I am not going on a plane or a spaceship or anything with Elon Musk.
Yeah, no. With anything that even remotely has to do with Elon Musk.
No.
Or some sort of person trying to be like Elon Musk. Like, no thank you.
No,
I'm
no,
like,
no.
All the rich people should just go to Mars.
Can I tell you about something called the Belmez faces?
Oh, yes, please.
Have you ever heard of it?
No, I haven't. I mean, faces I've heard of, yes, but not the Belmez faces.
These are a very specific kind of face.
Uh-huh.
It's a face that was found in Andalusia.
Okay.
In Spain. It's in a city called Belmez de la Moralada. Moraleda. I'll tell you more about it later. it was in 1971.
Okay.
There was a woman named Maria Gomez Pereira, and she notices a weird stain on her kitchen floor one day. Mm. Now, this stain, it starts to form into a face over time, like over, I think, maybe a couple days. I'm not really sure the exact details. Every time you look this stuff up, there's like one source says this. So I'm kind of compiling a bunch of different sources. But essentially, she starts to notice that the stain on the ground is forming a face.
Uh-huh.
And so she's like, I gotta get the Swiffer wet jet out.
Yeah,
and she's scrubbing it. She's doing everything. No, this face is just like, thanks for the facial. Like, it's not going anywhere.
Uh-huh.
So she gets her husband and her son to take a pickaxe to it. And they just tear the face up. They re-cement it. A couple weeks later, guess what? Faces are back.
Faces are back.
And so is our audio.
Woo!
But this time it's brought its crew. It's like,
oh, shit.
It's like this family, they try to mess with me.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to get my friends. So now there's a bunch of faces on the floor.
Uh-huh.
So word starts traveling around the town. Everyone's coming. They want to see these faces on this lady's floor. They want to see the face floor. So
The floor of many faces.
Exactly. And the police are doing crowd control. There's so many people coming to see the face floor.
Wow.
I don't think there was much going on in this small town.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like it.
Yeah.
If you, A, can be terrified by a stain, and B, all those people show up, not a lot going on in your town. I'm just glad they didn't let the cops mess with the faces, because they probably would have killed those faces.
Yeah, they didn't. These are Spanish cops that are just like trying to make sure that people aren't getting in there. I think they didn't want them to destroy the faces.
Yeah, yeah.
They were like,
we can make some money on these faces.
Exactly. Tourism.
Of course, yeah.
You know? And so they start having professionals, parapsychologists and stuff, mm-hmm. start coming in. They start flying in far and wide. And they're doing all kinds of tests on the floor. And it's leading some of them are led to believe that it is a hoax, that this, mm-hmm. this family has somehow figured out a way mm-hmm. to make these faces so that they can charge a fee and get people. But I don't know. To me, I'm like, why would they allow professionals to study it if it was a hoax?
So are there photographs of this?
Oh, you better believe. Yeah. I got some for you right here.
I mean, that's the thing, Roz, and this kind of goes back to whom we mentioned at the top.
Teal Swan,
is that, like, the confidence of, I mean, con is short for confidence, you know? Like,
is that true?
Yeah, if you're a con man, you know, to use the gendered term, but if you're a con person, uh-huh. con man, you're a confidence man.
I never knew that.
Yeah. And so you are playing, all you have to do is be confident in what it is that you're doing.
Well,
and
also,
people will believe it.
Yeah, if you're the type of person that...
It's half of stand-up comedy, 95% of it.
It's a bunch of cons.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah. Sometimes in a positive way, it's like, oh, I just need to be confident of what I'm saying, and it works.
Sure. Yeah. Because, I mean, maybe confidence is concealing... not confident. Be not confident.
Yeah. Lack of confidence.
Lack of confidence. So, okay. This here is, I believe, the first face right here.
That's the first face.
And then they notice that the faces are morphing.
Multiple.
No. This is the same face.
Oh, the same face.
The faces.
Oh, this is pre-pickaxe. Both of these are pre-pickaxe.
I think this is post-pickaxe.
Post-pickaxe.
Something I didn't mention was that the faces they're noticing are changing expressions.
Interesting.
Not like right in front of their face, but they'll come back and now the face is like...
So we're talking this is like a stone floor.
Yes.
Okay. Interesting. Yeah. So do you believe this?
Well, we'll get to some of the reasons why it's sketchy, but let me show
literally.
Here's another one.
I mean,
this stuff kind of reminds me of, do you remember when also in Spain, there was that older woman that, no, not toast,
not the toast.
But I love anytime Jesus is on toast.
Jesus toast.
There was that woman that took that Jesus painting, that like old fresco, and
redid it.
That's maybe the funniest news story.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible.
You know what's like ironically also Spanish that I think is maybe the second funniest news story of all time? Second funniest news story is Hilaria Baldwin. Like both of those are like the funniest.
It's Hilaria.
It really is. Now look at this. Like they start having full families.
That's the floor. Damn. I mean, I can say, so it does seem to me, just like looking at these in context with each other, it does seem like Saturday afternoon family fun time, you know,
arts and crafts night.
Yeah, exactly. Like, let's get out the charcoals.
It really does seem
let's
like that.
Let's get out the vine charcoal.
Yeah, exactly. They were having a good day. Maybe they went down to Joanne Fabrics. They bought some Michaels. But okay, so there was a professor who came from Madrid, and he's doing some research, and he finds that there was a 17th century governor of Madrid who was born in this town, Belmez. And I actually think it's Belmez. And this old 17th century governor murdered 5 members of his family in and around this house. So could it be that these are the ghosts? That was one theory.
Yeah.
It was also allegedly discovered that the house was built over an old cemetery. Uh-huh. And the floor was dug up, and they found several human skeletons, and some of them were as old as the 13th century.
Whoa.
And reportedly, some of them didn't have heads.
Whoa.
So maybe their heads were showing up on the kitchen floor.
Yikes.
So, you know, they dug all that up. They replaced the floor. They buried the bodies in a nearby Catholic cemetery. And in April of 1972, once again, the floor is serving face. So they do all these investigations. Like, these people are really in there trying to figure this thing out.
Yeah.
And if the family's conning, they're like, this is great. Like, yeah, they're in the other room just counting their coins.
Happening. What a, yeah.
Which I don't know if they were charging an admission fee at this point, but they actually captured one of these investigations. They captured some voices. They did EVP, electronic voice phenomena recording. And this is actually a real recording of some of the, they believe, faces speaking. You ready for this?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, that sounds like a scream.
Yeah. So who recorded that?
One of these investigators.
Like an independent.
An actual, like, yeah. investigator.
But I would also say, and again, at the beginning of this, I said I believe these things, you know? There's also, you know, human error, and an investigator would have an impetus to prove it to be true because then that keeps their business afloat. You know? Like, if you're an investigator who never proves anything happening, right. unless that's your chosen path of, like, I'm going to disprove all of this.
That's one way to look at it. But I think also paranormal investigators, I think, in my opinion, what they're supposed to do is find all the logical explanations for why this isn't paranormal.
Oh, sure.
And when you can't find it.
Then there you go.
Then there you go. Yeah. So it's one way to look at it. But I don't know. That right there.
That's pretty creepy.
It's pretty creepy. But, okay, so another experiment that they do, the professor puts foil on the floor. He's trying to, you know, avoid any funny business from this family and their little arts and crafts night. Because at this point, people are really suspecting that it's the family. And he actually paid to have a new kitchen made for them so that he could study this kitchen. And
like an add-on?
I guess so. This wow. is what I'm reading online.
Wow.
Never take facts from me, but this is what sure. I read. Someone else wrote this online a couple of places. And so they make this new kitchen. Guess what happens in the new kitchen?
Mm.
Honey, call it.
Got some more faces.
Call it just for laughs, honey, because there's new faces. So a writer and paranormal investigator named Jose Martinez Romero shows up, and he starts studying it. And he notices that the lady of the house, Maria, is, if she's not feeling well, then the faces are lighter.
Mm.
And so he has this theory that when she dies, maybe the faces will disappear. Like, it's connected to her emotions.
Mm.
Because I should also note that she was a self-proclaimed psychic.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
So, you know, there were theories in the paranormal sense that maybe what she was doing is called thoughtography, which is when you think of something and then it gets burned into a surface. You know that thing that people do?
That thought over there?
Yeah, you know, you have a thought and then all of a sudden it just burns into the wall.
Yeah, sometimes I think of jokes and then it just burns into my wall. And
burns.
Then there goes my deposit. You know?
Exactly. So
who needs a set list when you can just burn it into the
wall?
Burn
it on the wall. Yeah. I don't know. I think also knowing that she's a psychic kind of, she says she's a psychic. Now,
sure,
I don't
yeah.
know her abilities.
Of course, I
don't know what she was doing with that. But it at least leads you to believe that she's somebody that believes in this stuff. So that could make you skeptical.
Totally. I mean, and then for me, the other possibility is finding out that there was, you know. Okay, so let's say I totally believe this. She's a conduit for this information and for these people.
Confident do it.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, to me, the point of it is for people to realize that these people had been probably murdered, you know, like executed. If they don't have heads,
But then they dig up the bones.
I know, and then they put them in a Catholic. As soon as you were like, then they put them in a Catholic cemetery, I'm like, that's even worse. Because it was probably Catholics that beheaded them in the to begin with.
Oh, my God.
You know what
God.
I mean? Like, just thinking globally about history, it would have been Catholics in right. Spain doing that in the 13th century.
Oh, my God.
So I'm just like, yeah, this makes sense to me that it's probably real in some way because you found something out. You know, like, to me, paranormal activity is literally just trying to say, hey, you know, like, something right. is up, like, look at this, you know, like, mm-hmm. Of, like, having that, like, ooh, this is, something is chilling in here, or this is a weird space, and then you find out, oh, someone was killed in here. To me, the purpose of that chill was to give that human being and that person's existence the dignity that it deserved, which is remembering them.
Right.
You know?
I was thinking recently, like, okay, I know that, like, common belief, the kind thing to do is to, like, honor somebody's grave. You don't, like, step on someone's grave or build a house on someone's grave. But I also, I don't know. I personally feel like there's a spirit and there's a body and they're different. And to me, like, my bones, like, I don't care.
Oh, yeah.
I'll be under your kitchen.
Me
I don't
too.
Care.
I totally agree because, A, there's just too many human beings on the planet to not.
There's probably bones not. Under us right
there's
now.
There's bones everywhere.
Yeah.
So it's less about the, like, sacrilege of the body and more about the remembrance of the life. Even if you don't know their name or all those things, but just knowing, right. oh, there were people here who were beheaded, like that, just like acknowledging that that happened even to right. me is why that would happen. To be like, oh, what was up with that? And maybe look into that as opposed to like, oh, we just need to put these in a nicer place. To me, that's what, you know, it's like, it's not about recycling. It's about like, wait, why were these people missing their heads? Like, that's where I would go instead of going towards the drawings continually. I would be like, wait, this is the story that I'm supposed to know, probably.
God, you would have been a really great reporter in 1971 in Spain. Like, that would have been such a great story.
Take me back.
I know a lot of press, especially in Spain, has covered this, so I wonder if people have gone that angle with it, but I love that. There was an investigation that was on German TV where they sealed off the room with wax so that nobody Whoa. Could get into the room, and they photographed all the faces, and then they covered the faces and sealed the covering over the faces, and they had the town notary present, apparently. Wow. They're trying to do whatever they can to make sure this family's not in there. Yeah. Meanwhile, the family is, like, with their little paintbrushes, dying
to get in there.
Just waiting to get in there, yeah. And they came back 3 months later. The faces had now moved along the floor.
Whoa.
And change their expressions and stuff.
And none of the seals had been broken or anything.
Apparently not.
Yeah. Wild.
Which I love it. The faces, they're just like...
they're like,
okay,
hey.
I'll just move. Yeah.
Keep trying, bitch.
Yeah, nice try. So there's a lot of... Some of the reasons why people think that it's a hoax is that the slabs were taken to the Institute of Ceramics and Glass.
Oh, wow.
And they did not find that there were any paint or dyes. So they don't think it was that. But a lot of people think that it was chemicals of some sort. Mm. And some studies suggest that they could even see the size of brush hairs that were used to paint with these chemicals.
Sure.
That's what some of the studies say. A lot of people believe that it was the woman's son who she had in the house, I believe. Maybe it was him playing a joke, because I always say with hoaxes, like, it starts out fun and then the whole neighborhood starts coming and then the press starts coming and then what do?
Then you have to keep it up.
You have to keep it up.
You really have to keep it up.
Hilaria
and then you
Baldwin.
Find 13 headless bodies under the thing and you're like, well, shit, I didn't know this
coincidence.
Was part of the hoax.
Yeah, you're like, this is perfect.
Yeah,
this goes
perfect,
right.
This is exactly in line with what I was thinking.
Or did they somehow know that the bodies were under there the whole time?
Maybe. Yeah.
I don't know. So then the woman, Maria, died in 2004. And, you know, the theory from that one guy was that maybe the faces would stop. But apparently they still appear.
These faces are still going in this house?
As far as I can tell, they are still
showing
up. I'm
telling you, just do the research on the bodies. Like, let's get this over with.
Let's get it over with. But I think it's really actually
these faces go.
It's a good thing for tourism in that small little area.
Yeah.
And I just want to see Maria showing up, like giving the middle finger.
Yeah, as another one.
Yeah. I want her to be on the floor being like, you all
I'm thought on the floor, bitch.
Yeah. So that's the story of the Belmez faces.
Wow. Thank you for sharing that story with me.
What do you think, going back to that voice, what do you think of, or the sounds? It sounded like people underground screaming.
Yeah, it did. Yelling. I mean, it had the distinct feeling of like wind, you know, and then howling.
Right.
Which is very bizarre.
I don't know if that was like, I don't know where it was recorded.
Yeah.
It was kind of hard to, I don't speak great Spanish, so it was kind of hard to find. But
I mean, it was definitely creepy, you know?
Yeah.
I'm like, how do you make that sound? I don't know.
It's just the sun in the other room. But because like there's a part where, wait a second. There's a part where it's at first you don't hear anything and then. It's like whistling. Right there.
Yeah, yeah.
Can I play you some ghost voices?
Yes.
Okay. It's time for
EVPs
or EV please.
Perfect.
EVPs, electronic voice phenomena.
Mm-hmm.
It's when they believe ghosts have been captured. Mm. Like what we heard. We heard two different recordings of ghosts captured allegedly. So I go to YouTube.com.
Sure.
I type in
heard of it.
EVPs. Same thing.
Mm-hmm. You drive up to YouTube.
Honestly, same thing I do on
Excuse
eBay.
Me.
Yeah. And I just find random EVPs that people have posted that they believe they've captured of a ghost speaking. And so I'm going to play you two.
Great.
And I want you to tell me what you hear. And I'll give you some options. The correct answer being what this ghost hunter believes they've captured.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So you're going to give me like a multiple choice?
Sure.
Kind of? Or no?
Yeah. But first, let's hear what you think this
I'll
is saying.
You.
So this first one is from Robert Kirk-Hotz. And it's at the Mansfield Reformatory.
Just got to say, before you get into it, so far, lots of names on all these folks. A minimum of three names for everybody.
Oh, it's very everybody common goes in the paranormal.
Yeah, just
you have to have three names.
Noticing that.
Yeah. Which, you know, I recently changed my name, and I could not think of a good middle name. And now I'm like, if I want to be taken seriously in the paranormal, I might have to go through
names.
That process again. Okay, so Robin Kurt-Hotz at the Mansfield Reformatory, which is in your neck
of
the woods.
Yeah, I know exactly where that is.
Have you ever been?
I've been by it. I've never gone into it.
You got to go in one of these days and start recording.
That's where they shot The Shawshank Redemption.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's very haunted. The paranormal TV shows love it.
They love it, yeah.
And so does Robin Kurt-Hotz.
All
right, what is this ghost saying? Did you hear it?
I did.
Now, there is people stepping or
hammering
something, but okay.
Oh, wow. I really heard it that time. Something like, I don't want to go or something like that.
Totally. Wait.
I can't. There's a step right on the last part.
I know.
I don't know. I don't want a something.
I don't want a something.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's all I can get. But wow.
What is it? A. Ayahuasca. B. I don't want to go.
Oh.
C. Final warning. Or D. Fine, I'll watch your stupid show.
I'm going to go with B because that's what it sounded like to me.
I hear fine, I'll watch your stupid show. I literally hear that. Yes, it is B. I don't want to go.
Yes.
That was pretty good.
Yes.
You're good at this. You might have a future in this if you want to, you know, do three
I'm
names.
A good listener.
Okay, we're going to figure out how to do this one. This next one is from Gerald Reynolds.
Oh, just a two.
Just two names. So we'll figure out how good this EVP will be. It's in Rancho Camulos, which is in Peru, California, in Ventura County. Apparently, it's a real haunted place. And what is this ghost saying?
I gotta get close to it. So it's like 2.5 or that or something like that. 2.5 of it.
2.5 of that. Yeah. That sounds like a Mary-Kate and Ashley movie or something.
Yeah.
2.5 of that.
2.5 of that. Or an episode of Sex and the City.
Totally. They did not think it was 2.5 of that.
Okay.
Is it A, gee, what happened? B, have you seen my husband? C, take your hat off, Captain. Or D, tickle, tickle, tickle.
What was A again?
G, what happened?
I'm going to go with A, G, what happened? Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah, G, what happened, yeah.
Oh my God, you're good at this. Yeah, they believe it was G, what happened? G,
I mean,
what happened?
Sounds like it. Yeah. Man. Man. Those recordings.
It's pretty creepy, huh?
I'm fascinated. Yeah.
Yeah. Would you go paranormal investigating?
For one of those? Yeah.
Really?
Because I would want to see, I would want to be there for the recording. Because it's just like, it sounds so fake, you know? I'm not saying it's fake.
Right.
I'm saying it sounds like somebody is going, gee, what happened?
I know.
To get it. But I'm like, yeah, what the hell?
Well, I've recorded things like this before. And the thing is, most of the time, you don't hear it in
the
room.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I would want to go, so I'd be like, I did not hear that.
Exactly.
Where did that come from? You know what I mean? To like,
my creepiest one that I believe is 100% real, because I was there. I was the only one there. I was in a bathroom. I've played it on this show before, but I'll just tell you. I was in the bathroom at this very haunted former hospital turned hotel. What could go wrong?
Why would you do that?
In the middle of nowhere in Arizona, up in the mountains. And you hear a voice say, I pooped here. You hear it.
That's my kind of a ghost, you know?
Totally.
that's how I, when I move on to the next plane, I really want to spend a little time going, I pooped her.
Totally.
Or, I feel like I already do that. Gee, what happened? Yeah.
Totally.
You can take your hat off, Captain.
You can have a lot of fun with it. And I appreciate a ghost that is having fun.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just going to fire off some paranormal phenomena, and I want to hear what you have to say.
Great.
How do you feel about... And now I'm noticing that I ask it that way. How do you feel about demons?
Can you tell me more about what you mean?
What are
you
your thoughts
demons?
On demons?
I mean, I've definitely experienced them. I don't think they're an external power, though.
Okay, so within you?
Yeah, my experience of demons is that it is, I think that demons are a human construct to explain. Are more evil is too hard of a word, you know, because I don't mean like evil, but like, you know, tendencies towards destructive things as opposed to creative things, you know, the negative as opposed to the positive. Like, right. I feel as though humans created them as metaphors to explain that.
Okay.
You know, and I feel it's a powerful and accurate metaphor because I've had that feeling of like, I feel like I'm overwhelmed by this super negative or bad or evil or destructive power.
Totally.
Like, I've literally had the experience of you know, like the devil and the angel on your shoulder. Like, I always thought that was just like a cartoon thing.
Uh-huh.
And then I had that in a moment once, and I was like, oh, that's where that came from. This is like literally feeling like torn between these two choices, essentially.
Really?
Yes.
So, but not – it's not something that's attached to like – a manifestation, a physical manifestation,
no.
Or anything like that?
Like exorcism or like a possession by or something like
right.
that? I mean, I think it fits in alignment with what I'm talking about, you know, is that like I think exorcisms were for people who were probably experiencing like severe psychic breaks or, you know, women who were being treated, you know, like being told that they were crazy or whatever, you know what I mean? Like,
totally.
It all like, I think it's real, but not in the way it's being presented to us, if that makes sense, historically speaking.
Totally.
So, yes, but also not in the way that there's, like, a pitchfork or whatever, you know?
Aww.
It's more of a feeling.
But those are cute. Like, I love the look of, like,
it's
little devil.
Great style. Like, one time I remember, one of the only times I ever messed around with makeup, I painted my entire face with my mom's, like, lipstick samples that she got from
red?
Like, oh, yeah. And I was like, I am the devil.
So
it's a classic style.
You should have showed up to Catholic school like that.
I know.
With pants
on. It would have turned me right around.
Yeah, no, I totally know what you mean, because I have felt that feeling, too, of, like, the demons. You know, because I am an addict. You know, it's like, so I feel that same thing. Like, mm-hmm. I feel that addiction is demons crawling in.
Mm-hmm.
I think of crawling. That's literally
sure,
what
yeah.
I think of. Is
creeping
like
in,
they're
crawling
creeping
in. Yeah.
back in.
Totally.
What do you think of time travel? Do you think it's real? Do you think it's possible?
I think it's totally possible.
Well, I mean, UFOs could they be?
Here's my interpretation of time travel. I feel as though I have time traveled. But not in the Marty McFly gets into a DeLorean and goes back to a certain time. I wish it was like that, you know? And I do think that that's possible, although I'm not smart enough to understand all the quantum physics of the whole thing. But I would rather – I feel as though I have time traveled on, like, an emotional level of, like, having an experience – like – having an experience early in my life that was, like, say, traumatic or negative or whatever. And then later on in my life, sort of entering into another experience that feels very similar and reminiscent of that and doing it differently feels to me like time travel, because that person that experienced that is traveling with me, and they're from the past. And I'm from the future. And if they're traveling with me currently in the present, then I am also experiencing that past experience at the same time.
Whoa.
On an emotional level. And so that's how I consider time travel. I also, like, one time was, like, making out with somebody while this music from my life before was happening at the same time, and it felt like, wait, am I now or am I then? You know, it was like this
Whoa.
Very transcendent experience, you know? So
it's like emotional time travel.
Yeah.
Oh, I never think about that. Okay.
That's the way I experience time travel. It's like second chances or opportunities to – because it's not the same experience. But to me, it feels as though it is. So it's specific to me. So, A, I get to decide whether it's time travel or not. You know, like, it's not up to somebody else.
Huh.
But B, I'm like, if I'm recalling that experience, there's part of me that is – living it again.
Right.
So
okay.
It is traveling with me, you know.
So is deja vu somewhere in this?
I mean, I think so. But deja vu specifically is that's about having a – is that about having a dream and then something happens from the dream?
Or it's just like a feeling, like you're in a moment and you're like,
oh, yeah.
I feel like I've done this before.
Totally. I think so. Because I have that feeling all the time.
Really?
Like, whoa. Like, very specifically, like, someone saying something to me. It's never anything, like, big, you know? It's always, like, somebody sitting over there looking over at me, having a drink of water, and then saying something. And I'm like, this has totally happened before.
Yeah.
Or I dreamt it, and I was told that it was going to happen for some reason, you know? And I think that reason is usually be present in your life. You know, pay attention to the things that are happening around you. Because even something as, like, mundane as somebody saying, like, what time are you going to the show? Is, like, that person cares about you. You know what I mean? So, like, it's, like, very small but important, you know?
See, I started thinking a lot about deja vu a few years ago. And I started to feel, this is my personal belief, is, like, it is kind of all mapped out. Like, we're all going someplace on purpose.
Yeah.
And then the deja vu is like confirmation.
Oh, sure. That,
this that
you're
is
on track.
That you're supposed to be there.
Mm. Yeah, I dig that.
I don't know, though.
I dig that. I think that's – it's similar to what I'm – like being present is confirmation that you're exactly where you need to be. I also believe in reincarnation.
Totally.
I think some of that stuff, because it's like, okay, so we have science, right? And science is like, matter is neither created nor destroyed. So how could we not? How could we not be, you know, reinstituted and recycled and things?
Okay, so our ghosts, maybe that matter not having a place to go, or that's where it goes?
Well, that's not matter, it's energy.
Okay,
you know?
Sure.
So it's like we only have so many, like, bodies, you know? But I think so, and I think sometimes the ghosts are spirits that are done, and they're just hanging out. I don't think that when our spirits are done, you know, because I do think there's a point where we have completed what we're supposed to do, because I think that our purpose is longer than just simply the lives that you and I are currently living right now. I think we have a more long-term, you know, purpose that takes more than one, you know, 80-year life cycle to complete.
So do you have any thoughts or idea of where your spiritual being has been before?
Well, I was told, I mean, I haven't gone to a psychic, but I did get a couple, like, astrological readings, you know, based on my chart and stuff. And then my partner and I got one together. And I was told in the solo one and then in the partner one that I'd been here multiple times. And one of the previous incarnations was like a monk or some sort of religious thing, which tracks if I'm now a stand-up comedian. Very similar purposes, you know?
I mean, there's a lot of comedians that people are like, they're a prophet.
Uh-huh.
You know.
Or just simply, for me, it's like just simply like spreading a message, taking a message out to people and offering that, you know? It's like...
I can see that. Mm-hmm. I haven't done it. I haven't done any kind of past life regression or anything, but...
I didn't regress, but she just told me, like, and that my partner and I had been together multiple times across those things, which is cool.
That's what a lot of people will tell you, is that we live past lives, and, like, the characters in this life are also in that life, but they're also different characters.
Right. Like, my mom and my dad and I have all been on this thing together, but they weren't my mom and my dad the last time. You know, it's like, it's cool to think about it that way.
I love it.
You know, because then for me, it allows for more perspective on what this is, and I can take a lot of the power out. You know, the power dynamic that is sort of imbibed in all these relationships under capitalism specifically, you know, where we are right now, of like, oh, the nuclear family is the only thing, and if it's not coming from there, then something's wrong with you. You know, like, if I just look at it as like, oh, we're three beings that have just sort of been hanging out with each other for millennia,
right?
And this is the dynamic that we're in right now. What needs to be different, you know? I just need to see them as people, you know, as opposed to like if we were just people together and we owned a business or something, you know, we were like merchants together and we couldn't get along, and
months
now I'm their
together.
Kid. Yeah, exactly. Maybe I just need to get along with them.
So when you think about this, does it take away your fear of dying?
Mm-hmm.
Me too.
Yeah. I don't really have a fear of dying. I used to. But I'm no longer like afraid of it. It's actually seems cool. But that's like considering it as realizing that it's not like the end. You know? It's only the end of this. Mm. Whatever this is, you know. And I think a lot of people consider that to be very morbid, but I think it's the opposite, you know, where I'm just like, cool, I'm going to make the best of this while I'm here.
Yeah, it's also like when you're in showbiz, like you get a nice gig for a minute and then that ends.
It definitely does.
And then you find another one.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Like has that changed your perspective on dying?
I mean, look at it that way, if you look at like people are reinventing their careers or they're doing different, oh, now I'm going to do a podcast. Uh-huh. Now I'm going to be on a sitcom, like whatever.
Yeah.
And then that ends.
Yep. Inevitably. Because
sometimes you do it with the same people.
Yeah.
You know,
I was always a big fan of 6 Feet Under and terrified of dying. But something that I've always thought about from that show is, and it's an episode title, but somebody says it, everything everywhere ends. Great. Inescapable. Why
it's
like
just the facts.
Yeah, why fight that? And that applies to everything, like you're saying with jobs and stuff. And it takes a lot of the power out of the job too. You're just like, oh, this is what I'm doing right now, you know,
yeah.
Or not doing right now, you know.
Live in the moment. Okay, last one.
Yes.
Bigfoot.
Do I believe in Bigfoot?
I don't know.
What are my thoughts? I mean, I think it's cool that. I always appreciate anything that creates community. And I think that Bigfoot is like a stellar example of like a community, you know, people looking for something.
Cult leader?
No, because you never, not a cult leader, because I think you have to be able to interface with that leader, mm-hmm. you know.
Right.
And I definitely.
The worst cult leader, honestly.
The worst cult leader ever. Or best for that reason, because you never get to talk to them. No robes, no nothing, no weird jewelry. I don't think that it's real. I think it was a person, you know, dressed up.
Okay.
Because there's just like no other, there's never been any other thing like that. So to me, I'm like, it seems like some people having some fun.
You know what's so funny? On my Patreon, I've been doing every single state. I've been one at a time in our lovely country. I've been going through each state and doing paranormal, like just
yeah.
look, 'cause I just want to like dig deeper and learn about other
of
things. I wouldn't go to Alabama myself,
yeah,
maybe.
Yeah, yeah.
But every single state I'm at, I just started doing this a couple weeks ago, so I'm at Georgia. They all have Bigfoots.
Like their own?
Their own
like Georgia
version.
Specific, yeah. That's funny.
Every state I've found so far has.
And then you find additional things too, right? Or just do you stop at Bigfoot?
I mean, it fascinates me that is it one dude or person or whatever
yeah.
that's just doing the road, you
yeah.
know, touring around the country?
Or is it the concept, to me, is it the concept being released into the ether, into the experience, and then confirmation bias, seeing something and making it that Bigfoot, you know?
Yeah.
It's like the one video and then people are because like, you know, what you seek, you will find. So
true.
If you're looking for Bigfoot, you're going to find him.
Now, there's a thing within the paranormal that I'm obsessed with. There's a couple of different words for it, but one of them is egregore, which is basically, if enough people think something is
yeah.
true, they basically think it into existence.
Sure, yeah.
Like a lot of urban legend-y type things.
Uh-huh. Like the Mothman and stuff like that?
Yeah, that could be.
Yeah.
A lot of times things that don't have that typical, like, say, ghost storyline of like, wait, nobody died here, but why mm-hmm. do we all keep seeing this
yeah.
this particular ghost?
Mm-hmm.
And there have been experiments where people write out a biography of a fake person, and
mm-hmm.
then they try to contact, and they keep doing it repeatedly until they start making contact
uh-huh.
with this, like, fake thing. And so a lot of people think that Bigfoot is something like that.
Interesting. Yeah. So then,
so it's not like a like a animal or mammal. It's more so this being,
like,
and that's
a,
why you can't catch it.
Like a specter, or like a real actual being that has come into being because it has been.
To me,
called
it's
forth.
Magical.
Yeah,
whatever
yeah.
it is.
I mean, I also this is the one thing that I've been like, no, I'm not into it. Just,
yeah.
So, just to say, I mean, I'm also totally open to it, the possibility, but it just seems. It totally just seems like a person dressed up, and then it just like caught fire with people, like Loch Ness
maybe
or something like that.
Maybe it started that way, and now it's, I don't know.
But that concept is really interesting, that it then comes into being because so many people believe in it.
When The Secret came out,
sure.
I still use it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
I like that think things into existence. I've never
done it
with a hairy monster.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how much I believe like thinking a being into existence, but I definitely believe that if you're thinking towards something, it can happen.
Yeah,
you know? I've had that happen.
Yeah,
very small things,
right?
Nothing like a Bigfoot or whatever. Like literally in October, I sent my manager an email that was like, "Hey, look, this is not out of desperation, but I need a job." Like, I need a job.
Yeah.
And then I literally got an email like 3 hours later that was like, hey, are you interested in this? And those two things, like that email and the second email, were not connected. It's not like my manager was like, oh, yes, okay, I'll do it.
Right.
And then like called around. You know, it was really just like, hey, I would really love to focus towards finding something. You
uh-huh.
know, it was like that kind of a thing. And then it came forth.
Totally.
So it's not like I did that, but in being willing to say what I want and what I would like to do, I think that the universe is happy to provide. Usually doesn't happen that quickly.
I love to look at things like that, and I'm glad that to hear that you do too. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, tell the world what you want, and yeah, then it'll give it to you.
That's right. I think sometimes it can just be within yourself, but I do think it's very powerful if you're willing to be, because to me that is like vulnerability, uh-huh, you know, being willing to say like, hey, I want this, you know, and it doesn't always work out exactly the way I want it to, but it usually works out, you know. And then my job is to not be like critical of it.
Yeah.
To not be like, yeah, but I'm not like that though.
Yeah.
It's to go like, okay, I'll give it a shot.
Because it's usually not what you were thinking.
No. It rarely is.
Yeah.
But then that job ended up being leading to a second part of a job that was like one of my favorite experiences. Like, it's like the best job I've ever had, and I've had a lot of good jobs, you know?
Wow.
So it was totally awesome. And there's definitely a me that would have said, I need a job. That job came in, and I would have been like, no thanks. You know? Like,
yeah.
there's a me that would have done that, but, like, grateful to be the me that's like, sure, I'll give it a shot, see what this is.
Yeah. Well, also, I think a lot of that is, like, intuition and just mm-hmm. being – trusting your gut. Like, maybe mm-hmm. that maybe I should take this. You never know what it could lead to.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been in a lot of situations like that where I'm like – I don't want to, but for some reason I feel like I have to do this,
mm-hmm.
and then I do, and then yeah. I meet someone, or
exactly.
I do, you know.
That's literally what I was going to say, because mm-hmm. it's also, for me, it's letting go of even the idea of what I think leading to something else looks like,
because
mm-hmm. it used to be like, well, I don't know what other job it's going to lead to, and it's like letting mm-hmm. go of the fact that, like, it might not be a job, you know, like,
yeah.
it might lead to meeting somebody that's just, like, great.
Yeah, yeah.
A great person to know, or like having a really great conversation in a room where you feel like you showed up for that confidently and it didn't work and you're fine. You know, like, which is all experiences that I had that I maybe would have had otherwise, but I'm grateful that I had them all collected in one place, you know?
Yeah. I've done so many like gigs and mm-hmm. so many things over the years, and the worst one I've ever done. First of all, I got a great story out of it because it
yeah.
was that bad.
Yeah.
But I also met such a great person mm. that is still a good friend
yeah.
and has been just a wonderful person to know.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't want to do that shit.
Sure, yeah.
At all. And I hated it.
Yeah.
But it
worked out.
You
got a great story and a great person out of it.
Yeah.
Which is very positive.
Well, I wanted to do this today.
Mm-hmm.
We did it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was great.
Yeah. I've had a great time.
Thanks for doing that.
Thanks for having me, Ross.
So let's do a podcast goodbye.
Yeah.
Tell us where you can, where we can find you. And
oh, sure.
All that stuff.
Mostly on the internet, you know, at Riv Butcher on Twitter and Instagram. A lot of people are calling me Riv because of that, which I don't hate, but just want to offer that I'm only Riv Butcher because River Butcher was already taken in the
Who's
year
River
2022.
Butcher?
Some rando kids on everything.
Where does that – why?
I have no idea.
It makes me so mad when stuff like that happens.
I know. I asked people too. And here's like a similar story to what we were talking about before. I was going by RB for a little while before uh-huh. I was willing to take the leap of fully changing my name. And there's a guy on Instagram and Twitter who had RB Butcher as both. And so I wrote out messages to this person and asked. I was like, I understand that this is like a big ask, so please don't think I just am like gonna take this thing from you. But, you know, I would really appreciate your consideration if you'd be willing to allow me to use this, you know,
mm-hmm.
happy to, you know, pay you, whatever. And he didn't believe I was a real person, which didn't make sense because I'm verified on both of the things. He was like, can you send me something from here, like this email, you know, whatever. So I did that. And then he was like, yeah, no, I don't want to do that because I'm known for the – and, like, you know, the follower counts are very different. But here's what I liked about it. I was upset about it. And then I realized, oh, this guy is giving me such a gift, which is change your name.
Ah.
That was the gift, was like, yeah, don't, no, like, no little bits, no one tiny little step, like, go do the whole thing.
You listened to that message.
Mm-hmm. And the Riv thing is like, it's not perfect, so great. I get to just, like, have not exactly what I want, but live my life, great.
I have, every time that I have tried to do that scenario, I'm always convinced that it's someone that died. Mm. Because I never can get in touch with them. Yeah. And they haven't posted in 10
forever.
Years.
That's the other thing, too. Like, all the people that I asked hadn't posted in forever. Like, had minimal posts and things.
Yeah. Wow.
But, you know, now here we are. So I share that because, like, pretty much the only thing I'm doing right now is, like, local shows in Los Angeles. I'm trying to think if I do. I am on a kids show that's on Netflix that's coming out sometime soon. I have no idea when.
Cool.
Just like one episode, but it's pretty neat.
What's it called?
It's called Waffles and Mochi.
Cute.
It was a fun episode. Fun to work with puppets.
Puppets?
Yeah, that was cool.
Cool.
Didn't realize it was a lifelong dream. You know, you grow up.
Are you voicing or are
no,
you?
No, I got to be a person with the puppets.
Cool.
And the puppeteers were like, you're like a human puppet. And I was like, this is the compliment I've been waiting for my entire life.
Oh my God, a human puppet.
Yeah. Yeah. That
so
I
is
really
there like need. A dude next to you
yes.
going like this
multiple.
Or whatever?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Multiple people.
I get so lost in that stuff that I always am blown away when I see like a behind the scenes
picture. What it really looks like. I know, it's so wild. And it's so physical, like what they have to do. To
oh,
do
yeah.
that stuff, you know?
And some of those, like Sesame Street, it's like three people. One's
know,
doing the
yeah.
wings and one's doing the
and
head.
They're watching the TV while they're acting with the thing. And
oh,
you're like, wow,
God.
This is a lot.
Yeah.
This is a lot more than I thought.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, well, we'll
so
just...
that's what I got going on.
Perfect.
Oh, if you're in Los Angeles, I'm doing an hour at the Elysian on August 19th.
I'm obsessed with that place.
Yeah?
I love it so much.
It's fun.
Thank you so much to River. Please check out the video version of this episode with the link in the description of this episode. And Patreon, all that stuff is in there. And guys, you following the show? You subscribed? Could you please rate it 5 stars? Write a nice review or leave a ghost story there. Or send me a ghost story at ghostedbyroz@gmail.com. I'm on Instagram at Roz Hernandez. TikTok and Twitter at It's Roz Hernandez. I'll be back next week. I love you all, both living and dead.
But if I didn't ask you to haunt me, don't haunt me. Okay, bye!
Star Bands Audio, a podcast, a podcast network.